coming this summer. If your 15 to 17 Flying Futures presents NCS. Starring you. Katie Rowlands explains week one of a 3-week program.
So week one of NCS is all about pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So you're going to be trying new team challenges, new activities, things that you've never really tried before, all in 1 week, and it's going to be something that's going to improve your confidence and also make you some great mates along the way.
And this is a residential week, and where are some of the places that you could go?
So, for example, you could go to Norfolk, you could go to France, Lockerbie, Wales, the list is endless, but that's just a few of them. I could be here all day if I carried on.
And what kind of things would you be doing on these adventures? Is it, are you going to be throwing yourself off things? Are you going to be trying out new skills? Just, obviously, none of these are guaranteed. Every place will be different, won't they?
Yeah, so each site, it's all run by a company called Manor Adventure. So we'd be going in our teams. You'll be in teams of 12 to 15, and you'll be doing different activities throughout the week. Everyone will try each activity on a rotation basis. So, for example, it could be rock climbing, water sports, high ropes, low ropes, obstacle courses, survival nights, camping nights, anything that we can possibly do at that residential site, you will be doing.
And so today we've come to our very own little adventure that we found in a corner of North Yorkshire, right next to the Lightwater Valley theme park. We've come to the treetop nets to go up into the trees and have our own little adventure here and find out a little bit more about what it might be like to go on an adventure week. Should we have a go?
Yes, let's have a go. I'm nervous, I'm scared of heights.
We're up at the top of the treetop nets, which are much bouncier than any of us expected. We're about 15 feet in the air, suspended from four trees, in what they call the slide pad.
The slide pad.
So we're all gonna have a go in a slide. Dave from Flying Futures for NCS is here, and he's gonna be the first one to go down the slide. Just explain what you're doing, Dave.
So I'm quite high up right now, obviously clearly out of breath as well, but I'm gonna try and attempt to get into what in essence is a sleeping bag, to have a go sliding down.
Okay, go for it, Dave. Get into your bag. Dave's getting into his bag, tucking his feet into his bag. Covering as much of his body as possible so he doesn't get any rope burn.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here he goes.
Here we go.
Wish me luck.
Woo!
So we've managed to come to a little bit of a standstill on these crazy bouncy nets, and Dave from Flying Futures, who run the NCS program around North Yorkshire, is here with me. Dave, we're quite high up here.
Yeah, I think we're about 20 feet off the ground right now, which actually for me is out of my comfort zone.
Just to paint a picture for people, we are about 20 feet above the ground. We're sat in the middle of a huge net, and we're just sat on, effectively, a lot of very large yoga balls just chilling out because we've bounced around, and we are absolutely shattered.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, and actually that's one of the questions that I get asked quite an awful lot at parents' evenings, at school assemblies and so forth, which is, do you know what, I'm afraid to do certain things. I'm afraid of heights, I'm afraid of spiders, I'm afraid of leaving my parents. What do I do?
And how do people get over that? How do you get people to come and push them out of their comfort zone but feel good about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, our main motto is it all begins with yes. And actually, Kate said to me today, do you want to come along? Do you want to come up and crawl around some trees? And one of my biggest fears, like many people, is I don't like heights. So actually, standing down, looking on through a net, 20 feet up, talking on the radio, is a little bit nerve-wracking. But actually, it starts with, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to give it a go, push myself up outside my comfort zone. And if I really don't like it, I know where the exit slide is.
Yeah, the exit slide indeed. If you look straight down beneath us, you can actually just see the ground, which is always a slightly strange phenomenon. We're going to have another little bit of a look round and maybe try out some of these things that are going to push us out of our comfort zone. And then we'll talk to Matt, who was part of the NCS programme last year. We found ourselves in a little treetop hideaway, a little crow's nest at the top of the treetop nets course here near Lightwater Valley. And we're here with Matt, who now works for Flying Futures,
yeah.
But you were part of the NCS programme last year, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was part of the programme last year. It was really good. Definitely brought me out of my comfort zone, things like that, and even took me on a path to a career.
So where did you go last year and what kind of things did you get up to, particularly on the Adventure Week?
Last year I went to Lockerbie in Scotland. Never actually been to Scotland, so it was a great experience.
And what sort of activities did you get up to while you were in Lockerbie?
Oh, we got up to so much. Rock climbing, abseiling, kayaking, you name it. Every outdoor possible adventure anything you could ever do.
You strike me as quite a confident person, Matt. Were you confident when you went for those activities?
At the start of the programme, I was quite confident in doing the more physical challenges because I'm quite a keen sports player, but when it came to the such as the psychological, actually talking, working in a team, I found that aspect quite hard.
So it helped you develop those skills?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Did any of your challenges involve anything that really pushed you out of your comfort zone? Did you have any fears before you went? Or?
Yeah, especially with the water and stuff, I wasn't quite confident in the water, but that definitely brought my comfort zone. Definitely got me out of my comfort zone and made it one of my strengths now because I love swimming.
So you've come on and you're now working with Flying Futures, who run NCS. What's your role now?
Yep, so I'm an apprentice for Flying Futures that deliver the NCS programme. As I said before, I wasn't quite a confident person. Even this job has brought me out as well, out of my comfort zone, especially with travelling all the way around North Yorkshire, doing assemblies, things like that, in front of 300 students. I never thought I could do that in my life.
NCS then effectively boosted your CV and helped you get employment when you finished school. So do you think that it could do it for pretty much anyone who comes on it?
Oh yeah, the NCS programme can benefit absolutely anybody. It doesn't matter your background, where you come from, what your actual goals in life are. To be honest, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't know whether to apprenticeship, college, work, even just stay at home, play my Xbox. I did contemplate it, but I've gotten a career from it. Really thankful for everything it's done for me, and I know how much it can benefit other people.
So if you had one message to sum it all up to someone who's thinking, actually, this NCS thing sounds really good, but I'm a bit nervous, I'm a bit not sure whether I'm going to go on that website and sign up just yet, what was the one thing you'd say to them?
Grab the opportunity, dive in, and you won't regret it.
So we've heard all about Adventure Week, week one of the NCS programme of Flying Futures. Kate, what can people expect for the rest of the NCS journey?
Yes, so in the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing about phase two, which is your Independence and Responsibility Week, looking at when you go to university, and then your final phase, which is phase three, which is when you make a difference in your community and make a difference everywhere you can, which is an amazing thing to do.
So there's so much more, but if you've been inspired by week one, Adventure Week, and you want to find out more, where can you go?
So guys, you need to go to flyingfutures.org, and when you go onto that website, there'll be a massive sign up button. You click on that and all the information in regards to NCS, where you're going, and all the details will be on that page, and we can get you signed up to secure your place as soon as possible.
Just a reminder, if you don't know this already and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going away, I'm going to do an adventure, there's another 2 weeks of stuff, how much is it?
It is £50 with financial support available, so all the weeks, £50 is the most you're going to pay, and if you do struggle with that, please get in touch and we can sort something out for you.
Flyingfutures.org if you want to sign up. And we're going to leave the treetop nets here at Lightwater Valley by heading down one of the slides. So, Kate, you take the microphone.
Yes.
And off you go.